Marty Lurie here at KNBR 680 as we get ready for Giants and Phillies baseball. Always a pleasure to have someone on who's from the area, and he's done quite well as a Philly so far. Reese Hoskins. Reese, nice to have you here.
Yeah, Marty, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's a good story. Sac State, tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, Sacramento, born and raised. Went to Jesuit High School in Carmichael, and then, continued. Was lucky enough to be given an opportunity to play baseball at Sac State. And, I've been with the Phillies ever since.
Now, you were quite an athlete at Jesuit High School. I've heard some of the stories, three sports, and then maybe you had to give up one of them. What was all that about?
Yeah, I'd like to think that I was a pretty, okay athlete in high school. Really, I just like competing. Whatever, I think as a young kid, whatever I could play or, whatever ball I had in my hand, I just seemed to enjoy it. So played football and basketball as well as baseball in high school. We were pretty fortunate at Jesuit that we had some, pretty good athletes. So we won a lot, which, that's always fun as an athlete. So, senior year, I committed to play baseball at Sac State and decided it was probably best that, I give up football and start to, hone the baseball skills a little bit more.
Well, if you see him, he's about 6'4", 225, I'd say something like that. And I'm going to assume outside linebacker.
See, I was a little quicker back then. I actually, I manned the outside. I played receiver.
Did you? Okay.
Yep. So I had fun.
All right. Very good. And KNBR, I'm sure you've heard KNBR before.
Yeah, grew up an avid Giants fan. Any time that we were in the car with my dad, I think KNBR was on. So I think, grew up listening to all the sports talk shows and then, John Miller and Kruken Kipe on the radio for the game. So it's pretty surreal being here.
Oh, very good. I was going to ask you that. Here we sit out here looking at beautiful AT&T Park. Last night you had a great crowd here. As soon as you got a hit or did something, and you're doing very well, you know that. I could hear them. But what is it like to sit out here? You've been here as a fan, and now we're looking at left field and the big center field and what right field looks like. And now you're playing. What is that all about?
Yeah, I think, being here as a player is, I think I said it before, it's pretty surreal. It's, I don't know if it's sunk in yet, really, even with the game last night, I'm playing against these guys that I grew up watching. This is a beautiful ballpark, I think, one of the best in the league as far as a fan experience. And, just to be on the field and see it from a player's perspective, how great the fans are, and it's cool. It brings back a lot of memories.
Very good memories. Anytime you go into ballpark, it always feels good. Drafted by the Phillies, did you know they were going to pick you? Did you know you were going to get drafted out of Sac State?
I had a pretty good idea that I was going to be given an opportunity. Draft day is very hectic. It's very, very chaotic. A lot of things change very quickly. And so really, I hadn't had any real conversations with the Phillies until 30 seconds before their pick.
Really?
I got a call from the area scout, and he asked me if I was ready to put red cleats back on, and the rest is history.
Very good, and you were. And of course, just looking at some of the minor league numbers, Redding, holy cow, and I remember this from last year. Wasn't there some big home run race with Redding? Tell me about it. Now it's coming back to me. These things come in and out of my mind every once in a while. But when I saw 38 homers at Redding, something was up with that number.
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to hit 38 there. But I think more impressive is the guy that I hit behind, the guy that hit in front of me, hit 40. And also his name's Dylan Cousins. He's a big outfielder that we have in our system. Heck of a hitter, obviously a lot of power. And I think the guy that hit behind me had 25. So, it was a fun lineup to hit in.
Yeah, very, very much so. Just the other day, they were talking about Mantle and Maris, Ruth and Gehrig, and the number three hitter. And like Stanton, really, has chances to hit because they don't walk him. When Roger Maris hit 61, he never got an intentional walk. And if the guy ahead of you had 40 and you had 38, I imagine he got to swing the bat.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, no matter who was in the lineup, it seemed like everyone was kind of hitting with guys on base. So, you know, we ended up scoring a lot of runs and winning a lot because of it.
Oh, very good. Great story. 38. I remember it. I remember that number. There was something going on at, what was it, Reading. Reading, Pennsylvania. All right. You get the call up. There's always a story with that, whether they just tell you or how do they do it?
So I had I was actually walking out to the parking lot after a game, and we had a baseball camp, for kids at the ballpark the next day, and the manager texted me, called me, and said, "Hey, come in here real quick. We got to figure out, if you're working the baseball camp tomorrow." So I got out of my car and went back into his office and said, "Here, sit down. I like to have conversations with big leaguers." So that's kind of how he broke the news. And, we sat and talked. He said most of the words. I think I was still in shock a little bit. But, that's the way he decided to tell me.
Who was the manager? Reese Hoskins is with us, fans. They're from Sac State, Sacramento, Jesuit High School. He's already got a few home runs in the big leagues. He's just been here for a couple of weeks. But who was the manager at with Scranton, right?
So we're in Lehigh Valley now. His name's Dusty Woffen.
Okay.
I was fortunate enough to have him in Reading as well. So,
there's a catcher?
He is, yep.
Old catcher. Don Woffen.
He's a great guy. I loved him as a manager. Hopefully I'll never see him again at Lehigh Valley. But, I think he had a lot to do with the development of me and, some of our other young players.
What was life like in the International League? I've got a friend who manages Rochester, Mike Quadi. Mm-hmm. But what's life like in the old International League?
Well, until it hits about June, it's cold. Yeah, it's cold up in the Northeast. But it's good. There's some good parks. There's some decent little cities, too. I think we went to Louisville and Indianapolis. I know they're in Charlotte right now. So and then you get to see kind of the little, some little towns in the Northeast. Buffalo. You mentioned Rochester.
Yeah.
And then Pawtucket is the Red Sox. So it's got a good mix. And the travel's not too bad either.
All right. Well, here we are. We're in the big leagues. And as I said, you got a few home runs. First at bat in the big leagues. First homer in the big leagues. I know it's fresh in your mind.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was good to get the first out of the way. I think it relaxed me a little bit and kind of just let me play the game, the way I'm accustomed to. So definitely something that, those things are little tidbits that I'll always remember.
Who did you hit it on?
The first one was Travis Wood.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, left-hander. All right. And he could hit. Travis Wood can hit.
He can. Yeah, that's one of the things I said in the scouting report. Don't play this guy. Don't take this guy lightly. He can hit a little bit.
Yeah, very good.
So what's it like, the adjustment? And, of course, there's still stars in your eyes, and I could tell just by being here, you're still taking it in. What kind of an adjustment have you even made so far just in a couple of weeks you've been here?
I think, the biggest thing so far is the amount of information that's available. To us, but also to the other team too. So they know everything about you. So I think it's just figuring out how to make adjustments quicker. Instead of game to game or bat to bat, it now becomes pitch to pitch.
Biggest thrill in baseball for you, and of course being in the big leagues could be one, but even in the minor leagues or even at Sac State, biggest when you think back, when you talk to your children, say, "Hey, I want to tell you about one of those days." What would it be?
Well, if we're going to go college, we clinched our conference tournament to go to first regional ever. Yep. So that was pretty exciting, being at the bottom of a dog pile. And then the minor leagues, crazy game, and I ended up hitting a walk-off grand slam.
Wow.
That I'll always remember.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that walk-off grand slam, that's all you got to say.
Yeah, I'll take as many of those as I can get.
All right. Great to have you on. It's a pleasure. I hope everyone enjoys following your career, of course, from Northern California. But who's at the game? Who's coming to the game? Give us a shout-out to the family members here.
Yeah, I mean, my dad has six sisters, so I have a lot of extended family coming. My dad, Paul, a bunch of cousins and aunts and uncles, and then my girlfriend, Jamie, will be here as well with her family.
How many tickets?
I think it was 15 today.
Okay.
Yeah. So the day game will be, the clan will be a little bit bigger.
All right. Well, it's a good thing you make money now.
Well, it's good to have him here. It's it's fun that I can share the experience with them.
All right. Last thing, Tommy Joseph, got to meet him in spring training. And, of course, he lived in Scottsdale. And he would go home and spend the night in his bed, you know, in spring training. Now, of course, you're here in Northern California. Do you go home at all?
I wish. You just never know with the city traffic, you know, getting in and out of the city and across the bridge. So I wish I could, but, you know, the convenience of being right in the city here is pretty nice.
Okay. All right. He's a big leaguer. He's from Northern California. You got a couple of hits the first game and played really well. And it's great to have you here. So, Reese, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up. KNBR 680.
The sports leader.
All right. More coming up right here.